Okay, we continue in the Tanya. We're in Perek Chaf Gimel. In the edition that we have over here, the Biurim Upinimim, it's on page Resh Ayin Ches. Tanya is talking about the difference between mitzvahs and Torah versus everything else in the world in terms of Hashem's manifesting His reality in them and how much greater it is. And we talked last week about the concept of the things that Hashem is facing, as it were, in terms of His creation of them, and things that come from the back, meaning to say things that are the real Ratzon of Hashem. Well, that was one aspect. Then we talk about things that Hashem makes is the real Ratzon of Hashem, and things that are a means to the Ratzon of Hashem. And those are different things that are here so that the real things can happen in this world. And now he's going to make a distinction, as we see, regarding mitzvos. Mitzvos are called evorei de malka. They're called the limbs of the king, because within them is enclosed the actual will of the king. And that's what he's going to elaborate now on mitzvos and on Torah. Derech Moshel, for example, kemoshe evorei gufa adam heim levush lenafsho, just like the body parts of a person, they are the garment of the soul. Ubetalim legamri aleh mikol malkom, and they are nullified to him totally. Kimiyad sha'ele beretzon shadam lifsho yada araglo. As soon as a person has the desire to stretch out his hand or his feet, heim nishmaos leretzono take of miyad, they listen to his will immediately. Belishum tzivui v'merlem, the soul doesn't have to command or say anything. Do you remember the last time you had to command your hand to move? Right? Hand your body to shuckle. Right? You don't have to, command.
Command your body to get out of bed. Get out!
That's something else. We're talking about normal movements. Right? It happens without any commandment. There's no delay. El karega mamish, kesh all of a sudden, as soon as the desire is there, boom, it happens. Let's see the commentary. Yeshna ofen shel bitul al yedei tzivui. There is a concept of nullifying oneself because of a command. Shemitzav l'acherim lasos heim b'tem l'tzom. That you command others and they nullify their will. Avol beivorim yesh bitul amek yoser. But with limbs, there's a much deeper concept of nullification. Because haratzon einim mitzav l'guf. The desire, the will does not command the body. Elamasha nefesh roitza. Whatever the soul wants, the body just consequently does it. They're so nullified to the will of the soul. As soon as there's a desire, boom, it happens. You don't even have to command. Command usually means there's a disconnect between the commander and the commandee, which the command will connect them. But here, the body, you know, the body parts are totally connected automatically, and all they need is just to be aware of what has to happen. That's it. There's not even that step of the command.
So they just need an awareness.
That's all you need. Continues the Tanya. Kach derech moshel ha'chiyus shel ma'isa ha'mitzvah. So let's say the same thing regarding the life force of a mitzvah activity. Vikiyuman and their constant reality, who bata lagamri lagabe ratzon elyon amaluvisho, it's totally nullified to the higher desire that is enclosed in it. Vinasla mamish kiguf l'neshama. So the mitzvah is mamish like a body to the soul. Commentary: Bepeulas asiyas hamitzvah hare yeshchias. When an activity, the activities of the doing of a mitzvah have a life force. And that life is nullified to the higher will. Just like the body is nullified to the soul. That's what it means. In that way, it's considered the limbs of the king. So now, once he made that analogy, so now he's going to continue and add. It's not just the life force of the doing of the mitzvah, even the power of the force that's about to do the mitzvah. That's what influences and causes activity to happen. So he's going to say this idea is not just in the actual activity of the mitzvah, but there's even in the power of the activity of the mitzvah. It's totally connected to that higher will. That's what the next lines of the Tanya will say. And also the external garment of the godly soul, of the person that does the mitzvah. And what is that? That is the power and the aspect of its action. It encloses as well in the life force of the mitzvah that's done, as we said, the soul, the body does the soul of the body, and the body does the will of the soul, and is totally nullified to it, explains the commentary. Koach ha-maisa, the power of the action, the force of the action, hulava shachich and shal nevesh olkis, that's the outer garment of the soul. And what is that? Those are shlosha levushim, those are the three garments. Machshava dibur maisa, thought, speech, and action. Heim levushe pnimi emtsoi v'chitzon. They are the inner, middle, and outer garments. V'gam v'yachas shel koach ha-maisa l'ratzon yom hukigav neshama. Even in the relationship of the power of the activity to do the upper will, supernal will of Hashem, that's like a body and a soul. Okay, so he's saying that even, in other words, the power of the ability to speak, the ability to do actions, the ability to think, because without that ability, you can't do the mitzvahs. Even that is nullified to Hashem's will. That's what he's going to elaborate in the next paragraph. Achiyu shol ma'isa mitzvah, the life force of the actual mitzvah activity, pasha chibatel gamu gufa neshama. That's obvious. That's nullified totally, like a body to a soul. She called inyan ma'asa mitzvah, because the whole aspect of doing a mitzvah is a rasha Hashem. That's rasha Hashem. That's clear. But now he's adding, the Tanya added, v'kamosif, shavil koach ha'masa, even the power to do the action. Shogaruhu kfar mitzvah. Now that seems to be an independent reality. Koach mikoach ha'masa, it seems to be a power of the powers that a person has. In other words, the physiological ability for your hands to move. Even if you don't move, you have that physiological ability for your hands to move, for your mind to think, for your mouth to speak. Even that which seems to be part of who you are and is not, would seem to be attached, because you're not actually doing a mitzvah yet, right? Let's say you're just sitting still. You haven't done anything this moment, right? So you think maybe that is disconnected from Hashem. You're saying that power that is inside of you is also not disconnected.
Talking about the potential?
The potential. Deisha osa es ha-mitzvah. But when you do the mitzvah, it encloses itself in doing the mitzvah. It becomes a body to the upper will as well. So that power as well, the power to do it, is also totally nullified to Hashem. Continues the Tanya. Valkein, therefore, gam evori gufa adam hamakayim im a mitzvah. Therefore, the body parts of a person that does a mitzvah, shekoach ubechinas hamaisa shel nefesh olkis meluvish ben b'shas maisa v'kiyam a mitzvah. And therefore, the power and the aspect of the action of the godly soul that's enclosed when it does a mitzvah, heim nasu merkava mamash losan yom. They become a merkava, a chariot to do the will of Hashem. So now we are now saying now that your body, when it does a mitzvah, or when it's ready to do a mitzvah, is now considered a chariot of Hashem.
It's in common parlance, it's the vehicle.
The vehicle, correct. So now the commentary elaborates. Not only the spirit, the power of the spiritual actions of the soul are nullified to the higher will. Also, the physical body parts where the mitzvahs are done, they are also nullified to the higher will, and they become a chariot. Now, what does that mean? You know that the chariot is nullified to the rider. Hulamata, So what does that mean? That below, that's mi bitul haivarim l'rotzon nefesh. That's the nullifying of the body parts of the will of soul. Haivarim nishmoim l'rotzon nefesh. The body parts listen to the will of the soul. Below shum tzivu, without any command. Ubeli shum shius man, there's no time delay. The body is totally united with the soul as if it's one entity. Okay. Now, when we're dealing with a chariot and a rider, even though you're going to say that the chariot is nullified to the rider, has no independent will, but the rider still has to guide the chariot.
Right.
The chariot doesn't automatically move in the right direction. At the end of the day, the rider and the chariot are two separate entities. The rider can walk off of the chariot. The chariot is not unified with the rider.
Nope.
Right? So, but there's gonna even be more. So what he's saying is, in that paragraph, is that the analogy is not a complete analogy. Because the analogy of the rider and the chariot, that is a lower level than the analogy of the body parts being nullified to the ruts of the nefesh. The analogy only goes so far. It's not a perfect analogy. Ube inyan enu. And now let's look right to our topic. Hachiyah shal maisa ha-mitzvah asma b'teil ha-ruts and ha-elin k'guf l'nefesh. The life form of the actual mitzvah activity is nullified to the higher will, like a body to a soul. Kizel kol inyan maisa mitzvah yusun Hashem, because the whole idea of a mitzvah is doing the will of Hashem. V'chein koach ha-maisa, and even the power of the action. Kivin shesel kol shel nefesh, okay, since that's a godly force, ubeis maisa misabes v'nasa mitzvah, when we do the mitzvah, it's enclosed in the mitzvah action. Harei gamu nasa l'rasa l'olim v'kivin Hashem, it's also like a body soul. But the physical body parts, they are nullified to God's will. But it's like a chariot to the rider, and not that the body parts have been nullified to Hashem. So he's saying that the godly forces within the body, the godly forces within that ability are totally connected to Hashem. But the actual physical limbs, all right, they can't be totally unified with Hashem from our perspective, but they are nullified to do the will. And that's where he's saying, that's where the analogy of the chariot and the rider fits in. The chariot and rider analogy fits in to the actual physical body parts. The actual physical body parts. That just, it is apparently, from our perspective, a separate entity, and therefore it needs at least to know what the will is. If it knows what the will is, then it can do it. While the divine part, of the life, the godly life force within the physical aspect, and even the godly divine potential of the physical aspects, those are all mamish 100% unified with Hashem.
But that denotes a disconnect between Hashem and our body, limbs and parts.
From our perspective.
There's no such a thing.
Well, we know that. That's what we've been spending the last few weeks saying, but that's true.
So.
But from our perspective, it is. Our perspective, it is. The body on its own doesn't just automatically do mitzvahs until it hears some commandment.
But that's a connection, and they're not just...
No, but till it was there, it wasn't. Just like the rider and the chariot, if the rider does not move the chariot in a certain direction, the chariot will not move on its own. It doesn't know what the rider is thinking. If it knows what the rider is thinking, then it'll be totally one.
Well, that's why he said the comparison is not correct, because it is.
Well, it is for
it
the
is,
body.
For the body doesn't know
for
what
the body part,
doing.
The but analogy is correct.
There's never a disconnect between the body and Hashem, ever.
From Hashem's perspective, or from the body's perspective, there is. The body's perspective says, I don't know what you want me to do till you tell me.
Sam, does your body ever do against the will of Hashem?
Sure.
Okay, so there has to be a disconnect.
But that was the will of Hashem, that I should do that. It's never without Hashem's will. Never, ever. Whatever we do, whether it's good or bad, it's always...
No, if you do an Avera, that's not what Hashem...
We learned from yesterday, last week, it's coming from the dark side. I mean, you're not powering up from
Hashem.
The
dark side belongs to Hashem, too. He created it.
Yeah, but
our choices are us.
Yeah.
Fine, fine. The choices are ours. The choices come from Hashem as well. Hashem created choices.
So then what's you? So what's you, Sam?
Huh?
What's
you? That's the whole
Hashem.
Point.
What's
you?
Not me, Hashem, but so whatever goes, Hashem wants me to do.
So who gets Olam Haba? Who gets Olam Haba?
Those who do the will of Hashem.
Yeah, but it's all Hashem.
That's right.
So
that's exactly
you.
What I'm saying.
There's
it's
no
all Hashem. That's exactly what I'm saying.
So how do you punish somebody?
Yeah.
Again, that's the will of Hashem somebody should punish somebody. It's all Hashem. That's exactly what I'm saying. There is no disconnect. That's what I'm trying to see here. That there is no disconnect. There's always, if there is a disconnect, then we can go our own way, forget Hashem, forget everything.
We do it.
Well, there's plenty of people who do that.
They never really, they don't really, they think they are, but they're never really a disconnect from Hashem ever on anybody. Even Hitler was not disconnected from Hashem.
I understand, but that's only good to say that from Hashem's perspective. It's not from Hitler's perspective. He felt very disconnected. From a sinner's perspective, he feels very disconnected from Hashem. And that's that aspect.
He didn't know better. That's why. But
he knew better. He knew what he was doing.
Hashem allowed. You ever read Mein Kampf? I think he knew quite well.
Anyway, let's go on. I don't want this off the topic.
Sorry.
Okay. The Tanya continues. Kigon hayad amechalekas tzedakah lanim, like a hand that gives tzedakah to a poor person. Also mitzvah chesed. That's another mitzvah. For a glaim alechas advar mitzvah, or the feet that go to do a mitzvah. Okay. So therefore, still in all, they become a merkava. Right. They become a chariot to that higher will. Let's turn the page. And the mouth and tongue who speak words of Torah. And the mind that thinks of words of Torah. And thinks of fear of Hashem. And the greatness of Hashem. Those are all the chariots. Now, the commentary says, this is what our rabbis say in the Medrash. Ha'avos hein hein amarkava. The patriarchs, they were the chariot. Which means, shekol evaraim kulim ha'i kedushim avdom. All their body parts were holy and separated, minyan ha'masav, from mundane matters of this world. Lo nasu markava rak l'ratzon yon levar l'koimim. They became a chariot only to the higher will alone their entire lifetime. So when we say, ha'avos hein hein amarkava, when we say that the patriarchs, they are the merkava, what's that going on? That's going on the physical body of the patriarchs. But their souls, they were way up, nullified, much higher than the level of a chariot. And this virtue that the patriarchs have is an aspect for every Jew. That aspect of a Jew, that he nullifies the chariot, that's only when he does the mitzvah. V'dafka b'varim shosem mitzvah, and only the body parts that do a mitzvah. But here's the point. Avala avas kalei varem hayu b'teilim l'Hashem u'merkava l'ratzono kol yimei chayim. But the patriarchs, all their body parts were nullified to Shem every moment of their life. In other words,
not like us.
The patriarchs, every second was, what am I doing to do the will of Hashem every single second? So that's a total merkava. For us, we're just a merkava when we decide to do the will of Hashem.
And only the body parts that do it.
And the body parts that do that, they are the merkava of Hashem. You know, it's something to strive forward to make yourself more of a merkava. But that's what it means. It's a total merkava. When Avram opened his eyes, he was a merkava. When he would eat breakfast, it was a merkava. Everything was totally connected. We got God, and we parked the chariot for a few hours.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to go on my own right now, and I'll get back to you at mincha time.
Yeah.
And
I'll be back.
Then I'll put my chariot there. So that is the body is the chariot. The patriarchs
is the parking
that the chariot of the patriarchs was in constant use. Our chariots are not in constant use. Okay, so that's that lower aspect. The physical body itself is the merkava, and only when actively doing the mitzvah now it has accepted. But even that's not totally nullified to Hashem on every level. Okay, commentary continues. Ad kan nisbara yichud haKadosh Baruch Hu shal yidei haMitzvah sheinei varamech. Up to this point, the Tanya has explained the unification between Hashem and the mitzvahs, which are in the body parts. Mativar yichud sha'al yidei Torah v'shal yidei nasis nefesh adam kula chadam Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now we talk about a much higher level of unity that comes through the learning of Torah. That happens to the soul when it becomes totally one with Hashem.
So this was the mitzvah yichud that we were talking about.
Right. The mitzvah yichud is one thing, and the Torah yichud is another thing. Again, so when you are actually doing the mitzvah, you are actually, even though it's a separated entity from our perspective, it's still doing the will automatically of Hashem. Okay, but that's not what we'll call a total unity. Well, because that's dependent on a lot of factors, especially our actions. But now we're talking about learning Torah. Learning Torah, you're going to see, is the complete unity, which is way beyond mitzvahs. Ach, hamachshava hiru b'divrei Torah shebamoach, but the thinking of the words of Torah in the brain, v'koach adivrei b'divrei Torah shebapeh, and also the power of the speech when you're saying words of Torah. Shem levushim ha'pinimim shel nefesh elokis. They are the inner garments of the godly soul. V'kol shkein elokis atzma lushman. And certainly the godliness that's enclosed within it. Kula miyuchadim mamish b'yichud gam v'ratzon aliyam v'lo merkavei levado. They're totally, totally bound up with a total oneness to the will of Hashem. And it's not even a merkava. It's beyond a chariot, explains the commentary. Thinking and saying words of Torah, shem levusha nefesh, which are the garments of the soul. The godly soul itself, that's enclosed in the speech and thought. Their unity with Hashem when you learn Torah, who owed nala yosmas is higher than mitzvahs. It's not just the organs of the king, the body parts. They're totally unified with him. After now, Mavara Tam. Now he's going to give the reason in the next words of the Tanya. The believing that Torah Yichud Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Why the unity with Hashem when you learn Torah is a total unity. When the Kriyas Bar, the main point that the Tanya is going to say is as follows: B'yasiyas Hamitzvah. When a person is a mitzvah, when a Mekayim is a Ratzon, he does the will of Hashem. Avalosha Asiyah Asvi Ratzon. But the doing is not the actual doing is not the will. There's a fine point over here. There's the will, and then there's fulfilling the will, which are two separate things. Okay? Ubedugma sevori aguf. Similarly to the body parts of a person. Shemakaimus rasanavish. It does the will of the soul. Hare ena perish. We don't mean like this. We don't explain the following. Shevori aguf heim atzman rasanavish. We don't say that the body parts are the will of the soul. We don't say that. We don't say that the hand is the will of the soul, right? When the hand does something,
it's the action.
That action is doing the will, but it's not the will.
It's a result.
It's a result of the will. When you learn Torah, it's not just you're doing and fulfilling the will of Hashem. That thought that you are thinking, v'dibur zeh shemedabrim, the words you are saying, hu atzma ritzon Hashem, that is the will of Hashem. It's not doing the will of Hashem, it is the will of Hashem. That's what he's going to explain. That's the subtle difference between it. Because when doing a mitzvah, so Hashem wants you, I want you to do a mitzvah. Okay, the will is the wanting. When you're doing it, you're not wanting. Right? It's a result of the wanting. And that's already one step away. Learning Torah is the will of Hashem. That is the will of Hashem. Now, of course, there's two aspects even within the learning of Torah. Hashem wants you to learn Torah. So in terms of the mitzvah of learning Torah, that is doing a mitzvah of Hashem. But there's another aspect. That's the part people don't get. People think that the only reason you learn Torah is to know what to do. Yeah. That's partially true, but it's not the only reason. The real benefit of learning Torah is that's the only time that you're able to unify totally with the will of Hashem.
Well, is that it
at
only
the
if
moment
you're doing
of
the
learning? Yeah, of course, if you're learning the Shema. If you're not learning the Shema, it doesn't count. If you're learning Torah Lishma, when you are reading words of Torah, you are expressing the very will that is Hashem's will. And that, you cannot get any tighter with Hashem than when you do that. And therefore, even if there is no halachic manifestation that comes out of that halacha, you know, there's still a total connection with what Hashem is all about.
So, Rabbi, does it actually...
So it's like, let me try to give an analogy. So if your wife tells you to do certain things, right, then you're doing the will of your wife. But what if she is sharing with you her will? Let's say, I'm giving a ridiculous example, but it doesn't matter, right? Your wife tells you to take out the garbage. Okay, now, you're taking out the garbage. That's very nice. Now, what's her will?
Get rid of the garbage.
Well, it's more, it's a deeper will. There's all kinds of levels of will.
Keep the house clean.
Simple will is to take the garbage out.
Yeah.
Okay, now, obviously it comes from a deeper will. The house should be clean.
Right.
Which comes from a deeper will that, you know, that without things being clean, a person can't live. Can't, you know, you have to have a clean environment, has to be organized.
How do you respect what she asks and you...
That's something altogether different. But the question is, for, so you to be bound up with that will, what if she shares with her feelings? She said, you know, I really think a clean house is an important thing. Now, that is more of the person. Taking out the garbage is just a way to make the will being realized. Right? Now, if the husband just takes out the garbage and never gets beyond that, right? You don't get that close to the person that you're with. You're just doing whatever they tell you to do. So you follow their will. But when you now are sharing the will is being shared with you. So if she shares with you, quote unquote, her Torah, right? And this is what I really want in life. And now I'm with your wanting. That's coming before the doing stage at all.
So you're a partner in her will.
When you do it, because
not necessarily. You could say, I just do it. I don't ask any questions. I don't ask any questions. I don't care what her will is.
I don't want to get into trouble.
I don't want to get into trouble. I just want to do it.
I'm just going to do it.
I'm just a chariot. I'm just a chariot. Just pull me around. Okay.
Pull me this way. Pull me that way.
And okay, you're still connected. We're not saying you're not connected, but it's not a total connection. A total connection is, I'm like mamish in her head. I understand her totally.
Well, that's why I was wondering about doing it without her asking. Does that make it?
No, that just means you're very obedient.
Yeah. No, you understand her will.
No, no, I just know I do her will, and then it makes life easier, man. And therefore, if I'm
unloading the dishwasher before she asks me why, because I don't want her to.
She's going
to
ask me anyway. Yeah. She's going to ask me anyway.
If you're one,
and I know that's what she wants, and I know that I have to do it. I'm at one to know what she's going to want from me and how I have to comply. I'm at one with compliance, but I still, you know, but I still don't understand why she makes such a big deal about it.
The dishwasher.
What's a big? What's wrong with being a slob? Come on, let's hear it for slobbiness.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
But if you say no, I totally get it. You're not supposed to be a slob. I want what she wants. It's the same wanting. I understand exactly what the will is to the point that it's part and parcel of me. Right? So this only happens when you're learning Torah. This is the incredible value of Torah learning, where you now unified with the will, not complying with the will, but unifying with the will, which is a whole deeper level of connection.
So Rabbi, is that amplified when the learning is particularly not for practical purposes?
Yes. Well, then you know for sure there's only one reason why you're doing it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you could say, listen, I just want to know what the law is, because ultimately I want to know what to do. Well, they understand. If you want to know just what to do, then the last thing you learn is Gemara.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The last thing you learn is Gemara, because what do I want to learn Gemara for? I'm never going to know what the will of God is by learning Gemara. Just give me an English version of the Mishnah Berurah with the final halachas, and I know what to do. That's good. So you become a good chariot.
Yeah.
Something wrong with being a good chariot. But if you want to be connected to the inner will of Hashem, You know, you've got to understand all the inner workings of the logic, and that's where the Gemara takes you, where others aren't taken.
Even this week's parsha.
But if you do the things that Hashem willed in the Torah, aren't you connected to connecting to Hashem in that way?
You're connecting, but not in a totally unified way. Not in a totally unified way. You don't really, you're not connected intimately with the will. You're just complying with the will. So it's in compliance and connection. Mm-hmm. There's a totally difference. You know,
following what your wife says and connecting with her and having a partnership in her beliefs.
You know, it becomes to the point where, you know what, even if your wife wouldn't be alive, you would still take out the garbage.
Because it's the spirit of what you
I don't need my wife to tell me to take out the garbage. You know what? I am a person who takes out garbage.
I want to live in a clean house.
And I'm totally connected with that will. Right? That is what you're looking for. That's the ultimate thing you're looking for. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's stop over there.
Whoa.
Right at the top of Rage Pay, Olive.